You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Taking us straight into a new Neon Jazz show is the scat-titled tune A Adi Ubi by alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges off his 1956 Dukes in Bed disc. Johnny was best known for his solo work with Duke Ellington's Big Band. He played lead alto in the saxophone section for many years. He is considered to be one of the most definitive alto saxophone players of the Big Band era. He had a pure tone and economy of melody on both the blues and ballads that won him admiration from musicians of all eras and styles, from Ben Webster to John Coltrane, who both played with him when he had his own orchestra in the 1950s, to Lawrence Welk, who featured him in an album of standards. His playing style, which featured the use of a wide vibrato and sliding between slurred notes, was frequently imitated. What's that they say? Imitation is the highest form of flattery. Thanks for joining us again here on the radio dial for a fresh helping of Neon Jazz. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the mecca of jazz smack in the middle of the United States, Kansas City, Missouri, featuring musicians like Wayne Shorter, Gil Evans, Ella Fitzgerald, and much, much more. Let's get a bit of the tenor sax on this next song here on Neon Jazz. Here's Coleman Hawkins with the tune Mimi off a 1993 Hawk in Paris release. ¶¶
Mm-hmm.
That was a brand new song called Lost in Darkness off the Origin Records label from an up-and-comer in the Kansas City scene from trumpeter Herman Mahari with the group Diverse. This song was a part of a collection of tunes that won the 2008 Gene Harris Jazz Competition in Boise, Idaho. Herman's generating a lot of buzz in KC. Born in Dallas and raised in Jefferson City, Herman graduated from UMKC in 2010 with a BM in jazz performance. He has had gigs at joints like the Blue Room, the Record Bar, Mutual Musicians Foundation, Jardine's, and much, much more. He credits his mentor, Bobby Watson, for a huge part of his musical development. Keep your eyes on Herman. He's turning the echo from 18 and Vine into a whole new way of constructing intriguing jazz music these days. Up next on the show is pianist Annie Laverne with the 1996 song Cleopatra's Dream off the Buds Beautiful album.
Thank you.
That was tenor saxophonist Arnett Cobb with the 1960 tune Blue Lou. The Houston, Texas native began his musical career with the local bands of Chester Boone and Milt Larkin. Among the bandmates in the early formative years was Illinois Jacquet, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson, and Cedric Haywood. He is credited with the words and music for the 1951 jazz standard Smooth Sailing. Ella Fitzgerald ended up recording this song for Decca. All was not smooth sailing for Cobb, though. He suffered a serious illness in 1950, which required spinal surgery. Although he reformed the band on his recovery, in 1956, its success was again interrupted by a car crash. This had long-term effects on his health, involving periods in the hospital and making him permanently reliant on crutches. Nevertheless, he kept making music until his death at the age of 70. Now, that was one tough human that believed in the music. Up next on the show is the tandem of Jenny Evans and Dusko Gojkovic, the 1997 song, That's What Zeus Said.
Thank you. This is Neon Jazz.
That was influential swing and bebop jazz trumpeter and educator Herb Pomeroy with the 1955 song Honey Bunny off the Jazz in a Stable album. Herb studied dentistry at Harvard University for a year and dropped out to pursue a jazz career. Charlie Parker liked Pomeroy's playing and hired him frequently when he performed at Boston's Hi-Hat and Storyville clubs. Pomeroy also played with Lionel Hampton, Duke Ellington, Stan Kenton, and many other notables. Later in life, Pomeroy joined the faculty of the Berklee School of Music in Boston, where he taught for 41 years. In honor of a life dedicated well to the jazz craft, Herb Pomeroy was inducted into the International Association of Jazz Educators Hall of Fame in 1996 and Downbeat Jazz Education Hall of Fame in 1997. Not too shabby. Up next on Neon Jazz is the combo of Jackie McLean and Tina Brooks Sextet with the 1960 song Medina. ¶¶
Music in the air can be heard wherever you go. Every beast or a tree can conceivably be a song you know. Music in the air can be heard all over the town. Every tweet of a bird has an often unheard melodic sound. Old Mother Nature wrote a symphony tune that she plays in a number of ways, and the whole world is a wonderful place that makes you so delighted to face that music in the air. It relieves your worry and care. You will never feel low just as long as you know there's music in the air. Wrote a symphony tune that she plays in a number of ways, and the whole world is a wonderful place that makes you so delighted to face that music in the air. It relieves your worry and care. You will never feel low just as long as you know there's music in the air.
That was jazz lyricist and singer John Hendricks with the 1959 tune Music in the Air. John is considered one of the originators of vocalese, which adds lyrics to existing instrumental songs and replaces many instruments with vocalists, and is considered one of the best practitioners of scat singing, which involves vocal jazz soloing. Over the years, he has been called the Poet Laureate of Jazz and the James Joyce of Jive. After serving in the Army during World War II, John went home to attend the University of Toledo as a pre-law major, courtesy of the GI Bill. Just when he was about to enter the graduate law program, the GI benefits ran out, and he realized he would have to chart off on a different course. Recalling that Charlie Parker had had a stop in Toledo 2 years prior, encouraged him to come to New York and look him up. Hendricks moved there and began his singing career. So how did things work out? Al Jarreau once said he was pound for pound the best jazz singer on the planet. Maybe that's ever been. Coming at you next on Neon Jazz is another cat on the alto sax, James Spaulding with the 1993 tune Hip Sissy Blues. That was jazz trumpet, cornet, and guitar player Robert Leo Bobby Hackett with the 1956 song Autumn Nocturne off the album Rendezvous. He played quite a bit with the bands of Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman in the late 30s and early 40s. After his lip was badly damaged following dental surgery, making it difficult for him to play the trumpet or cornet, Glenn Miller came to Hackett's rescue, offering him a job as a guitarist with the band. Hackett said of this time, "When I joined the band and I was making good money at last, the jazz critics accused me of selling out. Hell, I wasn't selling out. I was selling in. It's funny, isn't it? How you go right into the wastebasket with some critics the minute you become successful. Welcome to the most popular cliche in any genre of music." Leading us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is a classic tune from saxophonist and jazz's greatest living composer, Wayne Shorter, with the 1965 song Speak No Evil. Thanks for tuning into the show featuring the best from one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend and show engineer, John Christopher, for the keys to the jazz motor around here. Let us know what you think or not about our show at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you. His playing style, which featured the use of a wide vibrato and...
Mr. Roboto.
Roboto.
is killing me.
Mr. Roboto.
Vibrato, yeah.
This isn't KXTR.
No. okay. Here we go.
Neon Jazz.